Blog Talk Radio.
That's what's up. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. We talk about entertainment and news and such. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. We talking about entertainment and news and such. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.
Creative mind, T-Hi, a.k.a. Mr. Switzerland Esquire, your favorite urban filmmaker, music producer from the South. And you're listening to the hottest blog talk radio show on planet Earth. What is it?
That's what's up.
With that girl, Big Mouth, and that boy, J2, you now rocking with the best. Let's go.
Let's go. What's up, J2?
Now, I'm doing good. It's a lot of things going on this week. I'm pretty sure we're going to have a great show once again. It's always a great time when I'm with Big Mouth.
Okay. All right. Well, before we go any further, let's do this real quick before we start running our mouths and say something crazy that we can't pay for. Because I keep telling everybody we broke. You hear me?
The views and opinions of That's What's Up are solely the views and opinions of Big Mouth and J2 and are used for entertainment purposes only. The views and opinions are not the views and opinions of Block Talk Radio or any other entity. And that's what's up.
That's what's up. So what's been going on out there?
Woo, it's a lot of stuff going on. Let's start with some news that I hate that, but it's been another shooting in El Paso.
Oh no, J2. Before we get into the meat and potatoes of things, we got plenty of time to get into meat and potatoes. What's going on in your life? How are things in Dallas? What's been happening out there? That's all I want to know.
Well,
I'm being nosy.
It's been cool. Just chilling and been working hard. I know if y'all seen it on the Facebook, you know, doing my thug thizzle. Just trying to hobnob. I had a chance to hang out with Miss Cappuccino one time.
It was cool.
Me and Miss Cappuccino, y'all gonna hear from her soon. Okay, get on the website. Get on That's What's Up too. You're gonna see some of the writings, and it's good to hang out with one of the team members.
So what y'all do?
That was cool.
What y'all do?
Oh, we just had a good time, had a couple of drinks, and just danced a little bit, and just really hobnobbed, and just caught up, and thought, okay, put a face to the voice.
Now, you better not have been hounding my friend now.
I wasn't hounding your friend.
No.
She was on me. She was hounding. You ain't ready for the truth.
Okay. So before we get into that, there's something we need to do because, you know, hold on.
It's time for the Gucci Club. Yeah, it's time for the Gucci Club. Hey, it's time for the Gucci Club. Let's go. It's time for the Gucci Club. It's time for the country count.
This is when J2 and I pay homage to all those great people out there in those different countries that tune into the show. It just amazes me, you know? And it's become so many.
Thank the world.
Yes.
So many now.
We can't even say all of them at once.
We'll take up the half the show just saying
it's
all the country.
It's too long.
Right.
I don't have the breath for it. And it's cold out here. Yeah, I don't feel like going. That's too many.
That's a lot of cold air breathing.
Okay, so we want to give a thanks to Blog Talk Radio for the platform.
Blog Talk Radio.
To all the listeners out there, the United States, Canada, you know, just everywhere. Thank you guys so much.
All over the world.
Okay.
Thank y'all.
And
thank
big
y'all
up
very
to
much.
Two G's. You know, I have to start my night off by giving my shout out to him.
Two G's.
What's up, Two G'sy? So that's about it. All right. So let's get back to that conversation. I know you.
It's time for the Gucci Club.
It is time for the country.
It's time for the country.
I know you, J2, because I remember Southern Video Vibe days, and, you know, you was out there trying to get your thug thizzle on or whatever you called it, you know, I guess.
I kept it in the pocket, you know.
I don't know what that means. What it mean? Keep it in the pocket.
Look, I'm on a tour now. I'm a tour. Okay, yeah, back in my heyday, yeah, you know, I'm tall, you know, sexy, slim, some, you know.
Oh, my God.
But, y'all know me.
You said sexy,
so, you
slim,
some. It was cool. So we just really just hung out and just really just hobnobbed just for a little bit. It was nothing too extreme.
Well, that's nice. I'm glad
yeah.
You got to meet Cappuccino. I will
right.
be in Dallas next Thursday. No, next Friday. I will be
next
in
Friday?
Dallas. Yes.
Okay, got to see.
I can't wait.
Already.
I am ready.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus, I woke up this morning and I happened to look
okay.
out the window. I noticed it was a little cold in the apartment, and I looked out the window and it snowed. So it's a bunch of snow out there. Right now.
So how many inches of snow do y'all get?
Not that much, but still, it's about to go back to 50 degrees on Saturday.
See, what's up with the weather? The weather all over the world is bipolar.
I don't know. Maybe the Chinese balloon thing, I'm sorry, Chinese people, had something to do with it.
Well, you know what? It's I don't think that had anything
just,
to do with it, but I just
no,
think,
I'm just
because,
saying
look,
that. But you know, that
yeah.
it was that looked like a weather balloon.
It was kind of weird, you know. It was kind of weird that it was one over us, and then it was another one in Canada. So yeah, that is kind of weird.
Well, the first one started out in Alaska and came all the way and went over like is it. Iowa area. I'm not my geographic
okay.
not very good right now. And then they and then it made it all the way to the tip over there by what was that? New Jersey or Philadelphia on the rim right there. And that's when they
wow.
shot it down.
It
or
took
stopped.
Them that long.
It had been up there
that,
a week.
Shoot that down.
It had been up there.
Oh, my God. So what they have to identify? They didn't fly over like, wait a minute, this is an unidentified
well,
flying
they
object.
They said
what is that?
That they tried to say that if they wanted to make sure that they could shoot it down in a secure place where people don't get harmed, because had they shot
right,
it over
too.
The U.S., you know.
Right.
That's, I think it's about 700 feet wide that stuff fell. I don't know. So,
wow.
Yeah.
So that you can't miss that object. You cannot miss that. So like what was
it?
Okay,
well, it
that's
looked
a big
like a weather
balloon.
Right. It looked like a weather balloon. Look
right.
like. That's what they say. Oh, you know,
it can look
we
like
have
it, but
to,
they probably still had their little eyes on everything trying to take pictures and infrastructure and stuff like that. You
yep.
see what I'm saying?
J2, before we go any
yeah.
further, we've got to pay somehow, I want to say I'm sorry to the families and the De La Soul folks and because they lost a member of their group. And I can never say his
okay.
name right. Trogoy or something like that. I never say it right. But he passed away the other day. Just right before
wow.
they did a big release on YouTube, like I
okay.
think it's a 20-year release they did right before
mm-hmm.
he passed away. And then they
oh.
had just given them an award at the awards the week before, but he wasn't there. So,
oh,
big up,
man.
Not big,
just
what
big
did I say
to
big
the
up
family.
All the time? Yeah.
Huh?
I
yeah,
would say
big ups
up.
And yeah, big ups. And also, they're holding a memorial for my boy who got killed the other day.
Who?
Tyree.
Who?
They're holding a memorial for Tyree in Dallas right now. As a matter of fact,
who's
at Redbird Mall.
Who's Kyrie?
Tyree Nelson.
Who's Kyrie Nelson?
Tyree Nichols.
And once again, who is that?
Oh, Tyree Nichols was the guy that got beat up by the police really bad in Memphis. So, you know, they're holding a memorial service or a gathering for them at Red Bird Mall. So big up to the family, and sorry we couldn't make it right there because we on the show.
J2?
Yeah.
Are you there? You seem
yes,
to
I
have technical. Again, you're going in and out.
Okay, what's going on?
No, your mic is going in and out.
Oh, okay. No, I'm right here, right in front of it.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what's going on. Technical difficulties. Technicality.
Got you. Oh, and Raquel Welch, she passed away. I think she was 81. I swear, that woman was so beautiful. I mean, but you know what? They always say stuff don't crack, but she had that, I think Cherokee blood in her system.
Mm-hmm.
So she just, her skin, like Lena Horne, just beautiful. They were just beautiful women.
Right. And I want to give a big ups to the Smith or the Hone family, Miss Catherine Hone, my mother-in-law. Peace and blessings. I love the family. Roxy, Kat, JoJo, and Alex is who she left behind. And I want to just give love to my family and my extended family also. So y'all give a show them some love too. So we're going to have a funeral this weekend. It's on Saturday. So
okay.
Big ups to her family and the Hone family and the Smith family. We love y'all. I love you. And, yeah. So,
He
was very instrumental in the spiritual realm in church and as far as being a pastor and fashion and design. She was big into fashion and design her own pieces also. And she's going to be missed. She's going to be hardly missed.
Hmm. All right. We're going to get on a more brighter thing. And
okay.
Yeah, and we're going to take a little quick break. And once we come back, then we can kind of get into a little bit of the meat. And then we'll get into the meat and potatoes. Does that make sense?
We need the meat, the cheese, and the potatoes.
The meat, cheese, and the potatoes. That's what I say.
Meat, cheese, potatoes.
So we'll be right back. And that
is
what's up.
Enough.
Do you need a haircut? Do you need to look fly at your next event? Or do you want to look fresh at the next interview or the date you're trying to impress? Well, come to the Crossroads Salon. 3033 West Parker Road, Unit Number 3, Plano, Texas, 75023. Yeah, ask my boy Black. He gonna hook you up. 972-207-3447. I said call him again at 972-207-3447. Crossroads Salon, the ultimate personal experience in haircuts. The best in Texas. Yeah.
But two, turn me up. You can do it too. My nigga, you can do it too. You can do it too. You can do it too. Just telling you, you know. Hey, yo. Never in a million years I imagine I get my thrills by listening to squeals or the PJ wheels. As we land, I duck down. I stick my head up. My dick is being sucked down by a bitch named What Now. I look in her eyes, and the eyes are like an orange star. Look at the reflection of my foreign cars, the R&R. I stick my feet out. You know the babes just made it ill. You know the new shit with Negro face right on the hill. I wasn't marching band. I was a skateboarder. Jesus made wine. I couldn't make water. Oxymoronic, I'm here to destroy all you hate hoarders. You niggas was cool in school, now you niggas take orders. I'm not dissing your job, but now you listening odd. Some out of limit shit, I know this position is odd. Don't gas for air, you can turn blue. Look Excel, nigga, trust me, you can do it too.
You can do it too, young love. You can do it too, young love. Huh? What? Just watch what you do, young love, and watch within your crew, young love. It don't matter if you do drugs, or even if you fruit slugs. You can do it too, young love. I did it, you could do it too.
I know niggas was like, there's no returning when I bought that white 5 cents. So white that the cokeheads just might try sniff. I ordered the Phantom Coupe, that smoke pipe gray. And the interior was like crack rock beige. At least that's what it looked like when it was on that page. I combed the whole brochure and it did not say, oh well. Life's a bitch, but not too extreme. Life's got a fat ass, trust me, I'ma fuck full steam. I make the world cream and scream while I'm getting my cream. I'm coming to America, call me Prince Hakeem. Yes, sir. It's kinda weird, cause this I dream. Kinda prophetic, you get it, cause this I've seen. These type of visions, since I've seen. I told my teacher what I saw, she said I miss Vizine. Laugh with the class, with the slightest clue. You be buying my shit, and I be rapping to you. But you can do it too.
You could do it too, young love. You could do it too, young love. Just watch what you do, young love. And watch what's in your crew, young love. It don't matter if you do drugs, or even if you fruit slugs. You can do it too, young love. I did it, you could do it too.
I know you heard the story about the dude with the attitude. I really don't even know you, but he mad at you. He got robbed, and seems that he has accused. He's really frustrated, and all that he has is you. So, things propel, and things excel. And the next thing, a bang comes out the barrel. And my man, they accused, sitting tight up in jail. Ironically close, my man Luca hear him yell. I ain't do it, but somebody dropped him flat. I felt the wind from it, that was God cocking back. I got a call from Virginia, grandma went back. The line was fluctuating, but it just now went flat. See her body went down and her soul went up. She sent angels around me so evil could not touch. I don't lie no more, and I'm haunted when I fuck. Wealthy niggas with a conscience, yeah, you know what's up. Your wires are crossed, and it's breeding a plague. Your conscience is hungry, and it's eating away. Try to make sense of it, but it's speedy and vain. Up all night with the books, and you read to the day. But still you're high sedentary, cause you got a little paper. Push a cat in the corner, trust me, it's the nature. Never underestimate the things you do. Read Job verse 2, inhale the ooh and go.
You could do it too, young love. You could do it too, young love. Just watch what you do, young love. And watch what's in your crew, young love. It don't matter if you do drugs, or even if you fruit slugs. You can do it too, young love. I did it, you could do it too.
You need to don't be afraid of the other sky.
Tell your story of my situation.
What's up, everybody? This is Dante the Great, one half of the legendary group Mood, one half of the legendary group Space Invaders. You tuned in to Blog Talk Radio with J2 and Big Mouth, and that's what's up.
That's what's up. Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Big Mouth. And I do believe J2 is back over there somewhere. J2, you still there? Hello?
Well, I'm here. My bad. Technical difficulties.
Okay. Well, welcome back. Welcome back.
That's what's up, y'all.
All right. So, okay. Last week, since it was right before Valentine's Day, I was asking questions, different kind of questions. And today I think I'm going to continue those line of questions just to see what kind of feedback I would get from you and maybe some people who are listening
right.
to give me just a little feedback. So today I want to know, and where are my questions? Because I want to get this straight.
Okay, go on with the questions. This is not trivia, y'all. This is not trivia. This is just questions that probably pretty much everybody want answers to.
Oh, where are my questions? Is this not crazy or what?
It's so difficult.
I know. What in the world is going on? Because I had them right in front of me, and I was
ghost
jamming.
Ghost in the radio. Ghost in the radio.
Ghost in my house. Ghost in my... I'm serious, J2. It's like, I don't see my questions I was going to ask you. Okay, one question I know offhand.
Okay.
Is it...
Come on.
Better, is it good sex with a crazy person?
Woo! Well, I won't incriminate myself. Okay. Remember, this is for entertainment purposes only. Okay. Now, from my experience, that you know what? It's fun. Put it this way. It's fun when you got somebody that's a little off that rocker, and you know you having
they're
a good time,
inhibited.
Sipping a little something.
They yippee-yo kayaying. I said they're not inhibited. They yippee-yo kayaying.
All the way. Yippee-yo.
Yeah, but those are the ones that will blow and burn your house up and stuff.
Yeah, doing the left eye.
Yep, doing the left eye.
You on the left eye, bust your tires out, knock your windows out, throw a brick in your windshield.
Crazy people.
But you know, at the time, you know, if it's like, okay, you know she's crazy, or you know he's crazy. But at the time, it's fun. It's real fun.
Oh, it's real fun till they cross that line.
Yeah.
Till they cross that line when they come to you, look, I got a story for you.
Okay,
so
come on.
Back in the day, and I have got to say this really quick.
But
you,
okay.
I'm not trying to say that. Okay. So way back in the day when I was still living in Dallas, I was dating this guy, and everything was real nice. You know, he was just nice. So he and I went over to his house over there by SMU, and his apartment, his condo, which for most normal places would have been a second floor, but it was his first floor, and then he had a second floor. Okay, that's like my treetop I had. Well, anyway, so we, you know, did the grown folks and all that stuff. Well, I remember when I was younger and living in D.C. that my sister Gigi and my cousin Chino had said to me, don't ever go out anywhere and you're not ready for anything. You know, just pick up something. Just pick it up.
Watch us around.
That night we was out and something happened, and I noticed that their whole moods had changed. But that's another story. Okay, so we do the grown folks. I don't see nothing
y'all
wrong
doing the bumpy
with a little bump and grind. Yeah. Okay. So it was storming outside. It was real bad. It was flooding out there. But you know, Dallas floods normally. Anyway, it's a lot of rain. So okay. So now keep in mind, his apartment or his condo, second floor, right?
Right.
So somebody comes and starts ringing the doorbell and knocking on the door. So he jumps up and looks out the peephole, but there's no one there.
Okay, kind of creepy.
Okay, there's no one there. So then, all right, he goes upstairs. And I'm laying on the chaise lounge, but naked under a blanket, okay?
But naked under a blanket.
And the French doors were wide open because it was hot and it was raining. and the breeze felt really good. You know how that breeze
one of them summer, one of them summer rain type situations.
When it was a monsooning out there. So
yeah.
I'm laying there chilling, drinking a beer, looking at TV.
Butt naked.
Butt naked. All of a sudden, I see this foot. This foot come over the railing. And then
what?
Kidding. And then I saw a person jump over the railing. And I got stood up real quick, and I had that beer bottle right there. So, you know, I scooped it up in my hand. And the girl, the lady came through the French doors, and she said, "Oh, you must be Carla." And I'm like, "Yeah." And she had been butt naked. She had been sitting, and, you know, most gates out there are you have to have a pass to get in there, right?
Yeah.
She was sitting there eating Whataburger outside the gate in her car, and I guess when somebody came out of the gate, she threw everything out on the ground and drove in. Oh my
wow.
God! It was nut. You when I say nut, that was the most
That's
craziest.
Funny.
Yeah, that was crazy. That really
what?
Was.
Whatever it is, what?
Okay, so
he
comes
you
in. He runs. He runs down the stairs, and she goes. She's going up the stairs. I'm standing in the living room, and I'm like, "What the hell?" So in the meantime, I decide to go ahead and get my clothes on just in case if anything jumps off.
Did you delete your shoes off so you can box with it? Well,
yeah.
I have to box somebody.
Then
he brings
her back down from upstairs, and long story short, she's telling me that I need to leave, and I'm like, no, I don't think so because I was here, and you came diving through the second story window off the balcony. I didn't say that. But I said, no,
I need to see who in this motherfucker. I want to see who in this.
Well,
he ain't
going to
play
out,
me like that.
Well, you know what was really crazy about that?
Okay.
She was also a pilot for American Airlines. Oops, sorry. I didn't mean to say the airlines. But that was
so you left her name confidential.
Okay, I did. All right. So.
Say her name anyway.
Right? So
yeah.
It turns out she's a pilot for American Airlines, and she would drive the lag between, get this, and Dallas.
Oh, wow.
She was supposed to have been on a flight that night, but didn't pilot it and had somebody else do it. All because she wanted to sit out in the rain eating Whataburger trying to see what was going on.
Who's coming into that man's house?
Right. Now that,
wow, that's crazy.
Now that's crazy, right?
That's crazy. That's crazy. You know when you got to lose a couple of, and a pilot? Oh, yeah. You look, you better be glad you didn't have no thingy thing on. Why y'all?
She was 6 foot.
Ooh.
Yeah,
Carla, you would have to go MMA on her.
Yeah, I know this. And all I thought when she jumped over that rail was what my sister said. I mean, that first thing, don't ever get caught without anything. Pick up whatever's right there next to you and hit them with them. And that's what I did with
back,
that.
I brought them crackers.
Man, that was crazy.
To the white meat show.
Hell no. Exactly. Hail to the dog. Okay, I think I found all my questions. So
Okay.
I got another question.
But yeah, having fun with the crazy ones. Let me wrap that up. Having fun, yeah, it'd be fun with the crazy ones. But you don't know they're crazy until they get their feelings into it. And then once that happens, you know you could be friends and say, hey, we just, hey, look, let's keep it copacetic. You know, you might go out on a couple of dates.
But they get their feelings into it, like, within hours. That's creepy to me. I had. I'm not gonna say no more stories, but.
I got some stories too. Don't let me incriminate myself.
Okay, so in a relationship, right. Let's go back to your days when you were single and trying to get your thug tizzle on. Okay.
Right, Southern Video Vibe days.
Your Southern Video Vibe days, exactly. So, okay. How did you feel about maybe the woman making the first move on you, or would you have preferred to do it yourself? Like,
if you
see somebody out and they make a move on you, they buy you a drink, or you know, they just make a pass at you. Would you have rather you did that, or, you know, does it make you feel some kind of way of her being the more aggressor?
Oh, okay. That's a good one. That's a good one. It's funny that you asked that. So let's bring that current. Well, how me and my wife got together is because she was the one that made the first move. Okay.
Really?
Really? Yeah. Yeah, really. And it was like, okay, we were at a Christmas party at the job because we was at a Christmas party at the job, and, you know, I saw my wife, and, you know, now, I came in, I'm looking fly, looking good, just bought a new outfit, you know. And then I see this person, and she was just like, hey, what's going on with you? I just had to come and just say hi, and, you know, I want to, you know, see what you're up to.
Okay,
you know, I see you, you're a ladies man. And
how did that make you feel? Did it bother you, her being the aggressor? Or do you feel that men should be the aggressor?
I was like, you had enough balls to come over and say hi instead of just looking in the corner and say, because, you know, some women, they're like, I don't know if I want to talk to him, girl. You know, I don't know, you know. But see,
I don't know,
because
I was never that type of person.
How would you have reacted to that?
Well, I didn't just come running at somebody, but subtly,
right.
I might be sitting at the bar and someone next to me I might find attractive.
Is that the first move? When a woman buy you a drink, is that the first move or just a starter, just a conversation starter?
That's just a conversation starter. It's an icebreaker.
Right,
you know what
right.
I'm saying? It's an icebreaker.
An icebreaker.
Now, whereas he, on the other hand, may have been interested in me but wasn't comfortable enough to just take the initiative, or broke and couldn't buy a drink, so I bought the drink. You feel me?
Right.
So, you know,
right.
I don't know.
I think you got to read it, because, you know, it's usually where the man make that first move. Hey, how you doing? I see you looking good over here in the corner, girl. Would you like a drink and chat with me at the bar? Or, you know, usually when a man say buy a drink or something, somebody thinks they hitting on him, just like you just said. I mean, but like you said, it's just an icebreaker. And then I guess through that conversation, you can see where you can go with it after that.
Right.
You know, is
right.
this the type of person that I want to talk to? Okay, yes, she's a little aggressive. Okay, but then if you're not vibing after that icebreaker, regardless of what it is, at the grocery store, hey, I'm sorry, did you need something on the top shelf? Let me get that. Icebreaker.
So
and
do you
then
feel
go
less
from there.
Than a man? Do you feel less than
no,
a man?
No, not at all. Actually, it make you feel kind of like, okay, what's up? Usually the man have to break the ice, but when I see like a aggressive woman, they're like, hey, what's up? Oh, my goodness, I see you over here. Let's just go chill. You know, hey, you want to play some pool or something? It kind of shows me that the woman has some courage, at least,
okay.
Instead of just sitting over there looking at you across the way and not saying anything. And then you can kind of gauge that, like, okay, she's kind of noticing me. I'm noticing her noticing me. Let me go ahead and make the first move. You see this?
All right. So I want you to think about something. And when I come back, we're going to answer this question. How do you
feel? Let's go ahead and get the question.
how do you feel as a man if your partner makes more money than you? Is it okay? Because
let's go
y'all,
with that one.
Yeah, is it okay, or does it demasculate you in some, make you feel demasculated in some
Ooh.
Kind of way?
Hey, look, callers, y'all call in right now. Y'all call in right now. We want to see the answer to this, all right? Y'all call in. Give it to
563-999-3477. And when we come back, I want to know what demasculates you or what makes you feel demasculated.
Ooh, okay, that's a good one. Y'all call in, world. We want to hear your questions. Call in right now. Just call in and say what's up about the subject. What demasculate me? What demasculate a man?
Okay. What'd you say? J2?
Demasculate.
Demasculate? Did you ask what that means?
Demasculate.
You said yes?
Demasculation.
Where you feel less manly.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Mm. Okay. And on that note, that's what's up.
That's what's up.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to eat. You know I'm a foodie. I'm about to head on down to Horst and Dickey's at 7905 MLK Highway in Glenarden, Maryland. You want to eat? You want to eat?
Greetings, girl, and welcome to my world of praise and right up to that. With the Daisy Age, we're about to walk top stage, so wipe your lottos on the mat. Hip-hop love, this is, and don't mind when I quiz your apartments before the sun. So clear your court, cause this a one-man sport, and who's better for this than plug one? Plus, don't have to worry about me washing other deals, cause they've already been squished. Freeze the frame of our moves the same, which we can continue right behind the bush. So stay with me, I know this, but not because of all my earthly treasures, or regardless to the fact that I'm past the noose, but because may I cut this dance to introduce myself as the chosen one to speak. Let me lay my hand across yours and aim a kiss upon your cheek. The name's Plug 2, and from the soul I bring you the daisy of your choice. May it be filled with the pleasure principle in circumference to my voice. About those other Jennies I reckoned with, lost them all like a homework excuse. This time the magic number is 2, cause it takes 2, not 3 to seduce. My destiny of love is brought to an apex. Sex is a mere molecule in this world of lust that I have for you. It's true, true. Let this rhyme style get to what poured in the mold. Hold my hand, we'll pick my plantation of dates for a bouquet of soul. Like a at the cut of a rim. Take it as silk to the rim as in brim. Squeeze your soup like Betty Boop, then make camel alpha the soup and still put ones within. Forward marches the same when transistors will play. Come into bed with the moon. Dolby sound will be in top crown when I put the needle into your groove. I got a good thing, and in full swing. I show this in gifts, words or letters, but even without those three, I know you'd be close to me, cause soul that I send is taking steps to reach your heart. Any moment you feel alone, I can fill up your empty part. We can ascend till we reach daylight heaven, and in a spin we'll hit the top 10. Then we can meet Mr. Stucky and Pops Brother Lucky will preach, let the wedding begin. Shot by an arrow of Cupid through a string of a G-clef, my dear, I claim your death.
And if you could hear me, by golly gee, true boy is ready for what you present. We could live in my plus two home, and on Mars where we could be all alone, and we make a song for two, picture perfect things, and I sing of how.
George Hageman, former Dallas Cowboy and Super Bowl champion. Just want to get all you guys to tune into That's What's Up, Blog Talk Radio with Big Mouth and J2.
That's what's up. Welcome back.
That's what's
okay,
up.
Okay, J2.
All right.
So, all right. How you feel about
okay, for all the listeners, let's see. Repose the question for us so we can understand what we're talking about.
How does it make you feel if your partner, being a female, is making more money than you? Are you okay with it because it's y'all's money and her success is your success? Or do you think of it as something that makes you feel a little less manly because your wife is earning more money than you? How do you feel about that?
Okay.
How does that, you know, how does that make
okay,
you feel as a man? Oh, okay.
Think about
it.
Okay. So it depends on the situation. Now, if a lady make a lot more money than you, let's say you're dating and she makes a lot more money, you tell her what you do. You might work customer service. She might be a real estate agent. Or she might be a nurse or something like that. You're still trying to get your degree on and stuff like that. So if she's doing that just to support you and helping you with that, I don't think it's a problem. But for some men, for some men, yes, it might, because it feels like she's wearing the pants because she's making more money, which I kind of disagree at that point. If she's out making some money and you're home, and let's say if you have kids and you're like, okay, I'll be the stay-at-home dad, which some of my friends have done. I'll be the stay-at-home dad. You continue with your career, and, you know, I'll take care of the house. I'll take care of the house. You know what I'm saying? But I'm still going to make my money.
But
you
see
what I'm saying?
Yeah, some men just can't deal with that. They feel
because you know why? Insecurity.
Okay, that's
insecurity.
A good one.
Insecurity. See, that's what men don't talk about. Some men are insecure, and they just don't know how to be like, oh, my God, I'm not being the man that I can be. But if you coming in and you stepping in doing what you're supposed to do in your relationship, it shouldn't bother you that your wife or your girlfriend who is in a relationship, what type of relationship it is making more money than you. I think it's the insecurity of a man that makes them feel less than a man. You know, I believe that because I've seen it. I've seen it where, oh, my wife made more than me. I don't know. Man, look, man, just suck that up and do what you can do. Pay a bill. Pay your car note. If she's taking care of everything else, go mow the yard. You know what I'm saying? Go handle the kids. Or you know what, baby, don't worry about it. I know you're making a little more money than I am. You know what? I got dinner this time. Ain't that what men do? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, do we feel
that's
like
what
that
men do?
Just because we're not making enough money, we're not wearing the pants in a relationship? I don't think it's wearing the pants in a relationship. It's about being a man. Being a man, handling your business, and y'all handling it together. What you feel
about that? Well, you know, I see this both sides. I can see how some men, like you said, can feel that way due to insecurity. Fortunately, I was raised by two men who were just that. They were men. My grandfather and my father, he may have had his little shortcomings coming up because my parents were young when they had us.
Right.
But as a man, he stood his ground and raised two children. My grandfather was there, and you know, my grandmother never worked. Well, she did work, but then at some point in time, she stopped working, and it was just my grandfather. But she was, they were, and during that time where that's what men did, where they would go and get the bacon and bring it home. But yeah, my grandmother, never. She did not work, and that house would be spotless, and her food would be delicious, and all that stuff. So,
because she was a stay at home. Because look, that was back then, though. But now, like, let's go back to the aggressor. Now, women are being no more aggressor than the aggressee. You know, they're going to say, if I like something, I'm gonna go do it now.
That's been for quite a while, because I have to say I would consider myself having been possibly considered not aggressive, maybe passive aggressive in some way, but I initiated my move. I would formulate my move. You know, J2, that
every move is a calculated step.
No, I was going to say to you, this is something that women, if they meet someone and if they know they like them by meeting them, as soon as they met them, they know they're going to blink them eventually, but not right then.
Right.
But they know that that's probably going to be the person they're going to end up blinking. Like, I used to say, I would see guys, and I'm like, God, dog, I'm going to blink him. I knew it. I just knew it, and I shouldn't say that, but it was that.
No. I mean, because that's true. That's true, though, because look, okay. Let me tell you something, because I'm going to tell you a situation. All right, I went out, played some pool, and I'm playing pool, and I'm chilling. I'm seeing two ladies, you know, two.
Oh, you was trying to be a player extraordinaire?
No.
Player.
I was just playing pool with my boys. And I'm playing pool. I look over, and the lady is just like, ooh, I'm looking at you. Then she comes over and says, oh, wow, it's different playing pool than playing, you know, from up there, talking about my height, than down here. And I was like, yes, it is a little different. But she was being the aggressor. And it was like, okay, that was kind of, and then I'm looking, and I'm like, no, I'm not going to go over there. Huh?
Did anything come about that relationship?
No, like nothing. Nothing did.
Oh,
okay. Nothing. I didn't make that next move, because once again, going back to that first question, I didn't make the next move. I'm married. I'm not going to go make that move. I see you looking at me.
We know you're married.
And I'm trying not to go over
there. Hypothetical Southern Vitty vibe era for you, because you've been married so long, but we're trying to tap into that part of you from the past and that thinking from the past. That's all that is.
Because I would have been all on it. If you want to start that, if you want to do that.
I
would have been all
on it. So what about people who are loud? Does that mean they're strong?
One.
They're strong, and people that are quiet are weak? Or is it vice versa?
Their strength and silence, too, now. You can be silent, but okay, let's go with that. This one touched home to me. This question right here touched home to me. Because I'm naturally loud, you know? I'm naturally loud, and, you know, people have to tell me, lower your voice. I'm like, I'm not even talking loud like that. But some men want to, some women too, just want attention. Oh, I'm the biggest person in the room. I am the biggest person at the park. I'm the biggest guy, you know, regardless if you're small or tall.
Is it attention?
Yes. It's about that attention. They want the attention.
Wait a minute. Is it attention, or is it an inner insecurity? You feel me? Or an inner insecurity? Because you feel insecure in some kind of way, but you got to try to make yourself stand out amongst people.
Right.
And make yourself...
Sometimes when you,
better or more than what you really are. Does that make sense?
Right, right. Because some people feel like, okay, this man is getting more attention than I am. You know what I'm saying? This man is, okay, let's take it from a man's standpoint, and then I want to hear it from a woman's standpoint. Because some men, yeah, oh, he's getting more attention to me. Now he got to feel like, yo, you know, I got to, you know, I got to show out. Now I'm trying to get my attention. You know how that is, pimp. You know how that is. Just trying to get attention because somebody else is getting more attention.
Are you more insecure in within versus wanting the attention? Am I making sense?
You can feel it.
Are you doing it really because you are insecure and you feel you have to be more boisterous and stand out and get the attention from others?
No, I mean, to me, I mean, my voice
is
loud
for
a minute.
No, I'm just saying, that is something that is a part of it.
I'm giving you a question. I'm
going to
answer your question.
Okay.
I'm going to answer your question. To me, I have to be more silent to get, you know, get attention than just to be talking loud because I already know I'm loud.
But you are secure with yourself.
I'm definitely secure about that.
Very loud or very quiet. Either way, you're secure within yourself.
Right, right. Okay. Now, let me ask you from a woman's standpoint.
Myself, what? Well, I mean, I'm not going to say just women. I'm going to generalize both male and female that some are like that for attention, and then some are like that because inner-wise, they are insecure. And I'm saying that for a reason. Sometimes bullies are bullies just to not let people know that they're not really inward inside, not bullies at heart. Like, they're not mean
people.
They're just
insecure.
But
they're insecure.
That's
why bullies do that.
You know.
They're
so
really insecure in themselves.
That's the question. I'm an introvert. Believe it or not, I am an introvert. I really am.
What?
Yes, I very am. I know. People say that all the time. And I used to tell people when I up at Harlow, I'm like, believe it or not, I'm an introvert. And most people that are in entertainment, that are in hospitality and all that stuff, they're introverts.
Right.
But we can push ourselves enough to stand out. Not that I was insecure. And not that I wanted the attention, but that's just the job that I was in, so I had to do it.
Right.
But I would rather be at home, would have been at home with my feet up, watching TV, you know, stuff like that.
Right, right.
I'm more of an introvert.
So when I walk into some place, I already get attention. I'm tall. I'm 6'4". So usually when I walk into a place, I already know people looking at me because most people in America are by between 5'9 and 5'10, you know, pretty much. But there are some tall bros. So when I walk into a place, I already know I got eyes on me. So my thing is just don't really say too much. Just chill because you already know people already got attention on you. So I really just kind of like to play the background. That don't mean that I'm an introvert. Because you know me, I am a social butterfly. You know.
Oh, so am I. But I could. But if I had a choice, I'd rather be home with my feet up watching TV. I don't have to be around a big crowd of people. I don't have to be around loads of people. I am good being at home by myself. And on that note, we'll be right back. Okay.
Great questions. Great questions, Big Mouth.
And that's what's up.
What's up?
Go right, left, left, right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Middle passage connection.
Yeah.
About to build.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Tell you which way to go. go. Right to left, left to right. If you fight to the death, it's left to fight. We go. Right to left, left to right. If you fight to the death, it's left to fight. We go. Right to left, left to right. If you fight to the death, it's left to fight. We go. Right to left, left to right. If you fight to the death, yo. Here we go. We go. Write brave words and fight fear. I write dreams and nightmares. I might scare the folks stuck in a day with nothing to say. While I'm way ahead by light years, yeah. Yeah. So beware and keep the lights on. I wanna write the songs, right the wrong.
Right on.
Right in the light so you can see in the dark. So deep, you gotta be still like your beating heart. My words apply the pressure to make the bleeding stop. I see the art, living right, eating smart. I wanna write the life, write the death. Police read you your rights, right to left. But I never write to remain silent. I fight through police line. Cops want the beat that I write to. I teach mine. The right rhymes with the right sounds. Right now, journalists write up, I write down. All the people put a hand in the sky. Grab a cloud and squeeze till the land is dry. We weathered up, we'll ask the people if they're planning to die. They can't stand to live, consumers planning to buy. Slow death, operators is standing by. They take your order for the slaughter of the family. Why do they make it so hard for a man to provide? Yo, you better get with it or stand to the side. Stand to the side, stand to the side.
And the storyline goes on, right to left, who's right, who's wrong. Fuck the politics and pride, I just try to stay alive, to witness where the battle lines are drawn. Speak my mind and I sing my song. I'm passing on the moral, y'all. This ain't play. You gotta know the way. It's hard now.
Yeah, Vinny, I'm on. Yeah.
Open eyes, see far. Hope for life. Sing it, y'all.
Way through life, talking to elders and taking advice, ignoring their words and paying the price. Living the world before preachers got us praying to Christ. Get with the young girls in the choir and be laying the pipe. No control of our soul, we all wait at the light. So crept the bowl that we hate in the fight to make it right. Late at night, I'm controlled by the DJ on the mic. I love hip hop and every joint he playing is tight. A day in the life is a brick and a foundation I'm like. Amazing in Egypt, amazing when I'm creating a sight for the world to behold and a story to laugh. So one day ghetto children to visit their glorious path. After pocket notorious past, what do we have? Niggas worth more when they dead, it's so sad. Started with the slavery, we finished the plan. But I broke the cycle and became a man. Part of people put a hand in the sky. Grab a cloud and squeeze till no man is dry. We wetted up, we'll ask your people if they planning to die. They can't stand to live, consumers planning to buy. Slow death, operators is standing by. They take your order for the slaughter of the family. Why do they make it so hard for the man to provide? Yo, you better get with it or stand to the side. Just stand to the side. Where you at? Yeah.
I look fly and I look good. I just went down and got me some new stuff down there at TripleDGear.com. Dallas's own TripleDGear.com. So if you want to look fly or if you want to look good, make sure you stop on over to TripleDGear.com. Oh, I look fly. I look good.
Oh, yeah. This is the internationally known DJ TDK, and you're listening to That's What's Up on Blog Talk Radio with Big Mouth and J2. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Big Mouth, and J2. And we're just talking about little simple things about insecurities and craziness and things of that nature. Okay, so I got another question.
I thought about something during the break. I thought about something during the break. Let's say we're talking about, you know, people that are loud. That was the last question. People that are loud or people that's just loud just trying to get attention. I'm gonna take you through a scenario. Let's say you go out. Let's say we, like we said, we're keeping it general. We go out with five friends. You go out with five of your friends. Some of your friends might look good. You might look better than somebody, or somebody, you know, just not as cute as you are, or not as tall. Or look, we're talking about men and women now. Cute as you are, tall as you are. You guys go out, right? We all go out. Now, we know the difference between somebody just naturally loud and, you know, just, hey, you know, he's just loud by nature. Now, you know that one person that probably had one or two drinks too many and they out there trying to show out. And, you know, y'all like, okay, wait a minute. Now, that person trying to get the attention.
Yeah, that's what it goes back to is you're drunk. And now you're drunk, and that's you're being uninhibited, which means you're going to be a little louder and bring more attention on yourself. Whereas I was never a loud drunk. I would get drunk and sit back and chill and have a good time and laugh and kiki or whatever. I wasn't one of those type of people that would be loud and sloppy and drunk. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because
that, once again, it's a scenario. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't know. Okay, so I have another question for you.
Okay, let's go.
Who had the better show, Dr. Dre or Rihanna?
Ooh, I'm gonna say this, man. You know, man, Rihanna had a good show. She had a good show. Plus, she was pregnant too. Everybody got to remember that. That she was pregnant also, so she wasn't trying to do too much movement, you know, not too much, dropping it like it's hot and, you know, doing flips and whatever on the pole. But,
right.
But to me, it was, I can't say. Hands down, I'm going to go
you
with the Dr.
Say
Dre show.
Or you won't?
I said hands down.
Oh, say it again.
Dr. Dre.
Okay.
Dr. Dre show. Was classic. It was a classic. I'm biased.
I got you. Okay, so we'll jump a little bit away from that question a little. Do you think Rihanna was paying homage in some kind of way to Kanye during that performance in the Super Bowl? And I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to point out reasons saying this. But do you think so?
Okay. Kind of, sort of. I'm still trying to figure out if, you know, how she would pay homage to him and how that feels like, you know, because she was with Rockefeller and stuff like that. But when she went through her thing with Chris, you know, that Kanye was the only one really by her side. After all of that issue that happened with Chris. So maybe she was, because I believe they did do a lot of work together. They did a lot of work together because being on the same record label. Maybe she was giving homage to Kanye, depending on, you know, how she presented herself at the Super Bowl.
Okay. Now,
so
I'm going to answer
your,
that question.
What's your saying on that?
I'm going to answer that question in a couple of ways. One, people were trying to say that Super Bowl, that it was a lot of satanic, you know, whatever. But anyway, we're not going to go there. Yeah, we're not going to go there.
Yeah. That's a whole different subject.
First of all, you answered a lot of the questions, like, correctly, because back in the day when Chris jumped on her, everybody scattered like roaches. They scattered. They didn't want to have nothing to do with her and whatever. But Kanye never walked away from that young lady. And so if you notice, her stage was floating. He had a floating stage. She had on the red suit. He wore a red suit on his floating stage. She did, one of her songs was a song that she and Kanye have that's grossing like top downloads, like worldwide.
Right.
So there were little innuendos in there that caught my eye other than her being pregnant. Now, what's up with that? Is she having Irish twins? And what I mean by that, she just dropped that baby back in May. Dropped her baby back in May. Now, when you get pregnant and you have a baby, they tell you not to do the grown folks for, like, I don't know, 2 months?
6 months.
Because, they tell
six
you
months,
not
right?
to.
Oh, I
don't,
tell me. You know
I don't know.
Body.
I don't have no kids. But from what I know, they tell you, the doctors say, don't go boinking for a little while because you have stitches and you need to heal and all that stuff.
Right.
Well, apparently, now mind you, keep in mind, she just had the baby in May of last year. She looks like she's about 6 months pregnant right now.
Well.
So she didn't wait. They went straight to boinking. And now she's big and pregnant. So now she's having Irish twins. So Irish twins are babies that are born within a year of themselves, 6 months to a year. That's what Irish twins are called. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you just educated me on that because I have 15 aunts and uncles. Okay. And some of them are almost less than a year apart from each other. Okay.
Oh, they're Irish twins.
But I mean, I guess they couldn't wait. I need that.
Well,
I need
you
that
know,
cool
back
cool.
in the day, big families were the
thing. I need
thing.
That cool, cool.
Big families were the thing back in the day, big families were the thing, like 13 kids.
Right.
No way in hell would I be dropping 13 babies. Oh, my God. Oh.
That's a lot of loving. That's a lot of loving.
A lot of motion in the ocean.
That's a lot of love.
Are you crazy?
Hey, baby.
Are you out of your mind?
I'm serious about that. Jeez.
You know what? I ain't going to hit the stitches. I'm just going to tip the head in.
Oh, J2. You didn't just say that, did you? On that note.
I put the head in,
on
baby.
That,
just
okay. And on that note, that's what's up. We will be right back. Put the head in. Day two.
No,
just
no, no.
Just a pill.
Never can say goodbye. I don't know the rest.
We don't troll. We never procrastinate. I'm guardianship and let you get past the gate. Watch out, dogs, and watch dogs showing his teeth. Guess you've been too much shit. They biting your beak. While I speak from experience, hunger and hurt, and a little bit of hate from niggas doing me dirt. I just wash it all out from tired and show love to those who die with me while I'm putting it in the work. Full time at 8:30 to 6, the graveyard shift, the 3 months before the benefits hit. But my position went temp to perm. I sat and listened like an intern, watching who applied get fired. Now I'm sitting in the break room. They gotta make room. My paper stack put staple full so I can keep my money together. Some diehard fans just don't want it like a pop back. I'm back on it. That's why you're never disappointed. We give you what we live through for real. You're on the ground, what a royalty. They're trying to see the royalty checks about a half a mil. Whether off or on the charts. short, my cousin rips your heart. You know we got your old back that doesn't split the part. I never pass the buck, my shoulder holds the weight. So don't be, so we don't pass the lecture straight. I don't give money, I don't support the needy. Schooled in America, taught to be greedy. And yeah, everything ought to be easy. But I never could say goodbye to my friends who get high. I wonder why I'm rocking with that guy. Serious, still make you cry when the satire's hilarious. Codes for your areas, flows from a barrier. Shakes and sides are so hot that you can fight.
Never laughs at the back.
No.
These deals we don't like.
No.
We never fall in prey.
No.
Make all the ladies say. Can't knock the hustle.
No.
Can't be buzzed by your muscle. Never riding on E. Stay live by the beat.
Now you
know what you eat. Some of your cat's heads between your girl's legs a lot, cause y'all acting sweet.
Go brush your teeth.
Then after that, put in a little more practice on your rhyming attack. What you write's not the least bit hot. Maybe cause your wrist is so cold on that ice cock. Ain't the hater player, but you know what? I still smother you like cheese. The broccoli is fresh hot. And we the steak and potatoes and daylight. The greatest and ladies be on the floor thanking the Lord that he made us. I'm telling you, I swooper like a pelican, dope. You saying, look at that pelican fly. Spitting gelatin rhymes and shaking and shit. Ugly in the mold, you fit. We the square peg on the round. Old sound soulful, your imitation flavor is tofu. It's true, we make a better day. And we are the world's rap. Take you back in the days of all four the ways that people lack. It's that authentic, big nose mic music. 4 to 5 to 5 all night to it. I'm trying to keep up with my Joneses and Thomases till I'm broke like the New Year's Eve promises. And that's alright, I just spent another 16 to fill my bank account with a mixed drink. Mine's 1, 5, and 10s. Girls, I got is 9s and 10s. VH1 behind the pens. You anticipate greatness from elder statesmen. I like this marker, Jason. I bust one shot just to start the racing. The tortoise in the hair, which one man is chasing? Slow and steady, we already in. Ready, get ticket, take parade. Waves and confetti. Never laughs at the back.
No.
These deals we don't like.
No.
We never fall in prey.
No.
Make all the ladies say.
Ooh,
you can't knock the hustle.
No.
Can't be buzzed by your muscle. Never riding on E.
No.
Stay live by the beat.
Come on, y'all.
The Lion of Judah. The Lion of Judah is a unique fashion representing your strength, your faith, your power. Through sportswear, casual wear, shorts, t-shirts, etc., etc. A black-owned business started right here in Dallas, Texas. The Lion of Judah. Available on eBay. Coming near you soon. Yeah. Lion of Judah.
Hey, yo, check this out. This your boy Picasso Verbidelic, and you're listening to That's What's Up on Blog Talk Radio with Big Mouth and J2. Verbidelic!
Welcome back,
y'all. Hello.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, J2. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello. Oh, okay.
That's what's up.
So, that's what's up. Listen, I believe we have a caller on the line. Let me see how much time we got left here, because we did a lot of jibber jabbering. Oh, we got plenty of time. We do have a caller.
Okay.
So, without further ado, we know it's our favorite person.
Okay.
Okay. It's Ms. Bev. Welcome, Ms. Bev.
Ms. Bev.
O-53.
Okay, okay.
Day 2 in Big Mouth.
How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Well, first I want to tell you about Rihanna, what I heard about Rihanna's dance. The white uniforms represented the sperm, and the white and the red, her red outfit was the fertility. And so that's what her dance was all about, supposedly.
What else I want to say in reference to her giving little innuendos to Kanye? Those dancers that were the sperm
that
were running around.
That was what I read.
Okay,
today.
I'm telling you, the glasses that they had on were just
I just saw 2 seconds of it. I didn't really
know. Oh, well, anyway, those glasses that they wore were like Kanye's Yeezy glasses that they were wearing.
That should have been
so that was,
yeah.
That was just
okay.
Well, yeah, I didn't hear about the sperm and the whatever else it was.
Yeah,
that's the new
sperm and is that supposed to be the period or something?
Yeah, the fertility. The red was for the fertility. And this is what she said. People were like, well, what is that all about? Well, she said the white represented the sperm and the red was the fertility. And I was letting the world know, yes, I am expecting another baby. After a child, I've had two. I've had two. So after a child, they say the doctors tell you to wait 6 weeks.
Okay, six weeks. I said 6 months. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, after giving birth, you should wait at least 6 weeks before you have intercourse again.
Well,
okay, so
they didn't wait. Obviously, they didn't wait 6 weeks.
I have no idea. I have not tested. I don't care. That's it. I don't care.
Okay.
It's all right.
But she's, no, looking at the size of her, she's about 6 months, man. She's big.
Okay.
She just dropped her son last May. It ain't even been a year yet.
No, let me see. June, July, August, September, October, November, December, January. He's 8 months.
She had him in May.
He's about 200 pregnant.
May 22nd is when she had that boy.
Yeah, that's about right.
Sometimes women are...
So they could have been born in what'd you say, 6 weeks?
Some
they could have been born in May, June, July. They probably start born in July.
It's okay. Some women are just fertile. And she may be that kind. She's very fertile. And it happened to her. You know, so thank goodness she didn't have to go to the have all that... test all them birth clinics and all that and shots and all that. She's fertile. And so that's
what she said, Bev? I don't know if you saw my Facebook post, but she came out on TikTok and was thanking everybody for all the support that they gave. She was in New York, and she said she's having a baby. She confirmed all that, and that she said that she and ASAP are not getting married. There's no reason for them to get married. She's a billionaire, and she ain't signing all that paperwork. She's just having her baby. She can afford to do that.
Don't break nothing. Don't fix nothing. That ain't broke.
I ain't mad at her.
She doesn't have to. Me neither. I mean, that's her prerogative, and that's okay. You know, she doesn't want to get married. You know, as long as they love one another and whatever they do, fine.
Right.
Not, you know.
Right, that's all that matters.
Right on.
That's all that matters.
Because, you know, she's one of the richest African women, African-American.
Billionaire.
American women.
She even said herself, billionaire.
Yeah, so, I mean, so that's
and
cool.
All that other stuff. Ooh, must be nice.
Well, listen.
Must be nice.
Isn't married again.
She's doing
you know,
the body brown. That's my prerogative. Bam, bam, bam.
Yeah, he is married.
Absolutely. I'm
he
happy
is
for
married.
Him.
I know. I am too. And he seems to be settling down or maybe on
we don't
his
know.
Mess. I don't know. But he's nice and quiet wherever he is.
That's cool. That's cool. And getting his money back together, I understand.
Yep.
Yep.
But see,
sure
while we're paying all attention to this, we better look and see what, you know, and help those people in Mississippi and look at all them laws and things they're trying to pass. So don't let that pass up, okay?
You know, I don't look at TV and read stuff no more.
That's not necessary television, just knowing what's going on in the country, in America, what they're trying to do with separate black people from having certain things. And so just make sure that your people get to know and find out what's going on.
Okay, what are you talking about, Ms. Beth?
Right. What are you talking about? What are you talking about, Beth?
Let's sound on it.
Oh, dear. Let me see. Let me make. I don't want to put no wrong news up there, you know. I just know there's things going on in the laws, but I have to get my notes, so I don't want to put no wrong. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying?
Okay, because I was like, out.
Right. This is for entertainment purposes only.
Okay.
Entertainment purpose of lonely. What does that mean?
No. Entertainment purposes only.
Okay. Well, fine. So that's kind of serious, you know, about what's going on.
Okay, come on.
You know, about the various laws. But just people keep up with what's going on, because with Rihanna and all that, that's to distract us and the other things that are going on behind your backs. And young people need to be aware.
And I agree with you, but right now I have been on this. Because I have been kind of letting myself to relax a little bit. I was so consumed with what's going on, I had to pull myself back.
I understand.
From all this craziness.
I understand what you're saying.
So I agree with you, but right now I am trying to just think of something other than, the shootings in Michigan. You know, that was crazy. That guy that shot them, he didn't even know, he didn't even go to Michigan State.
Oh, that was horrible.
We didn't even talk about Michigan.
What about
you,
Michigan?
What happened at the college?
That's what I just said, Michigan State.
But you didn't talk about it. That you ought to talk about that.
Right, we didn't. I'm trying to stay right now, just for a little bit, I'm trying to stay away from such heavy topics, because the news is so filled with such heaviness. You know,
negativity.
What happened in Turkey. But for my mental health, I had to pull back and just think of something more fuzzier than.
You're talking to people all over the world, you know, putting out a message and making people aware of what the government is trying to do to people. So just
not right now. I'm just not doing that.
It's an obligation of ours to inform the world about what's happening in America. I definitely got that.
And we do, but I'm just saying, you know, right now, that's just not where my mind is. I'm getting ready to go on vacation. I'm getting ready to come to Dallas. I'm trying to and just have a, you know, I'm just trying to woo up.
I understand.
So that's what it is. And on that note, I'm going to take one more break, and that's what's up.
What's up?
Peace. All right, sir. All right, we'll be right back.
All right, man.
live inside you. But your mouth don't say, baby, your thighs do. I want us to arrive to. Together. I love it when the weather is wet and sticky. Some depict me as being conscious. Yeah, I use my head. It was you that fed my appetite for seduction. Biting and cussing, making love and touching when no one has ever touched before. The heat got you open like an oven door because of your innocence. Even more, you'll remember this hardcore gentleness. Before you wasn't into this. On the ride, your freak became limitless. Holding on to the night and these fighters we write on the walls. A story called Go. Like you believe it, able to give and receive it with openness, most and just feel. I'm giving you something that you can feel. It's hard to stay still, rubbing your desires up against mine. I feel you shaking, I'm thinking that it's time. My fingers on the hook to your neck. Deep in your eyes is a look of respect. Soft, wet, brown sugar mixed with cinnamon. Said you learning to trust men again. But this is love, made unselfish, made for you to feel empowered at the same time helpless. You dealt with a lot in your screams and moans. There's something about the world that I've seen, I'm home. But we don't have to think no more. The synchronicity of war, and this is what I came here for.
Brought to you by Eye Candy Hair Studio, located at 1705 Central Street in Evanston, Illinois. Their main priority is healthy hair, whether it's relaxed or natural. Their stylists support, enhance, and create beauty by using the highest quality products. Their goal to make sure that their clients feel at home, receive excellent customer care, and leave with a smile. Eye Candy Hair Studio. Evanston, Illinois, is a family-owned business that's been around since 1962. I should know. My dad started it. It's now run by my sister, Gigi, the lady barber. So y'all come on through. You ain't got nothing to do. You want to sit down, sit and chill, and laugh and talk? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. You want to get your hair cut? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. Located at 1702 Dodge. What's up, lady barber?
Yo, this your boy Ju, Sound Like representing. You listen to That's What's Up, Blog Talk Radio, Big Mouth, and J2, and it's a family thing, all the way from Dallas to the Bay. Yada.
Yada. Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Big Mouth, and
That's
J2,
what's up.
And we got Miss Bev on the line. Bev, you still there?
I'm still here.
You still there?
Right,
okay. All right.
Yeah.
So
I'm kind of chilling today. Yeah.
You're kind of what today?
Chilling.
Oh, okay. Chilling.
Well, chilling.
It's that kind of day with that snow we had today.
Yeah.
So it's that kind of day.
Oh, I love it. It's beautiful. I wanted to
blizzard. Well, Well, Miss Bev, you are so silly. I want to say thank you for calling us in. You know,
thank
we were worried
much,
about
much.
You last week because we hadn't heard from you. And
oh, yes. I got something came up into my time, you know, and I was off of New York time and into Daylight Central time, another time zone, and someone else took up your time.
Oh,
right.
So, well, don't let that happen again.
I heard
don't
that.
Don't let nobody take up. Thank you, Miss Bev. I'm glad.
We love you, Miss Bev. You're the number one,
yeah,
baby.
You all keep on doing a good job. Nice hearing you.
Thanks, Miss Bev.
Oh, it's always a pleasure.
Yeah, I'm glad you called in today because it was weird
right.
not to hear from her last week. And I was like,
mm-hmm.
well, I hope everything is all right. You know what I mean? I did call a couple of times, but I didn't get through. And I'm like, okay, now what's going on here? But I did get through to her to make sure that she was all right. And she's good.
Oh,
so,
that's all that matters.
Oh, you know who's
yes,
getting
ma'am.
Ready to have a talk show starting up in March?
Who?
Guess who? Guess who's going to have a talk show?
Who's going to have a talk show?
Uh-oh, I'm sorry, I dropped something. Okay, so I'm trying not to be negative. I'm not being negative or put anything negative out there. I'm happy that this woman has this talk show, and it's going to be on BET,
okay.
and it's next month. But Mary J. Blige.
Oh, Mary Jeezy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean.
Okay, Mary Jeezy, she's still trying to stay relevant.
I know
that,
but.
You know, she was there not too long ago, though, so.
Where? Dallas?
In Dallas, yeah.
Okay.
It was a few months ago, but, you know, she still had it was a banging crowd. So,
okay.
She, you know, she still got a little relevance.
Oh, she still has relevance. It's my. I'm sorry, goodness gracious. I know that my speech pattern is slow now for me because, you know, after having three strokes, my speech pattern is a little slow. But prior to that, there was no slowness in my speech, no delay. And some people have that cotton mouth. I'm not going to say that. Let me stop before I get myself in trouble. I'm very happy for Mary J. and her show.
Right,
she just
right.
She just doesn't seem like the talk show host.
Well,
I guess
you know,
anybody
don't know
could
what
be.
You know what people doing in the background, celebrity or just anybody else. We don't know what people doing in the background. She probably been planning this for a minute, you know?
Yeah. But, okay. I'll leave that alone.
Don't let Mary J. Blige call into our
talk
show.
No, and I'm not. I'm happy for her. It's just that, you know, she just doesn't seem like the talk show host type of person, you know? She just,
I don't know.
That's me. So, you know, Ben and J-Lo got caught at the awards arguing. And so they went and had tattoos put on them for Valentine's Day. They need to just put that boy into rehab. I'm sorry. He just, they're not happy. Yeah, they don't get along. They're not happy. He walked away the first time.
Yeah.
Remember that first time he walked away? Okay, so they get married this time. They push the marriage up. Faster than what it was supposed to have been and got married. They were arguing on TV. He's drinking again. You see him with drinks in his hand. And he was an alcoholic.
Right, right.
You know? So there's not they're not happy over there. Something ain't right. Something ain't right.
Well, you know in any relationship it's a job. It's you know, working a relationship is, you know, to stay happy, especially being a celebrity, you know, you got eyes on you all the time, you know, so
Yeah,
it's,
well,
it's a difference. Okay, you can't. You don't even have to be a celebrity, and it's still a job. You know, there's ups and downs. It's the way of life. You know, you're not gonna be.
I get it. But allegedly, like, even his mother doesn't care for Jennifer, and their kids from different marriages. They're trying to blend those families. To mind what I'm hearing, they're not getting along. So I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm telling you what I'm hearing. I don't know.
Right. It's for entertainment purposes.
Okay.
Are you crazy? Are you out of your mind?
Yes, no. I am. Crazier than a bat bug. So, J2, you want to give any affirmations today?
I just want to say it's a lot going on right now in the world. I want to let everybody know, you know what? Keep your head up, man. Keep going. Keep trying. You know, just, you know, if you find yourself going to a hard place, you know, I'm going to say get on them two knees, get on your kneecaps, and go on and go ahead and give it up. Give it up, you know, and stay focused. And just stay aware, like we were saying earlier. You know, just stay aware and watch yourself, you know, because, you know, God got you. It's always going to be something. But as much as we talk about, you know, we want to stay positive, stay alert, and also just, you know, be the best person you can be, you know, in all situations. Just look at the positivity out of negativity. I'm going to keep it short and sweet, and that's what's up.
And that's what's up.
Yeah.
Oh, I am silly.
You crazy.
I am silly. I am silly. So let me, before I get off here, I have to give a shout out to my sister. She was rushed to the emergency room.
Oh, yeah, we didn't talk about that today either.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And so they're running tests on her and everything. I think they're probably, I don't know what's happening now because I'm here. So I think they may keep her or they might send her home and let her get some rest. So, you know, she goes so much. She goes. And, you know, she needs to sit down sometime and relax.
Yeah, right. So, don't try to do too much. Just, you know, we're just praying, you know, that everything is okay, man. And hope she's feeling better tomorrow or today. And just hope they do a good job.
Yeah. I hope the same thing. So, J2, you ready for me coming out there next week?
Oh, yeah. Come on, girl.
Gaining momentum.
Come on,
girl. You know what's crazy, though, J2?
We got places to go with people to see.
People to see, places to go. Cappuccino told me I was coming out there to see some men's. Yeah, some men's. That's what she said. I was coming out there. But this is her weekend. And that is what I'm coming out there for. It is her weekend, okay? I'm serious about that.
Okay. So y'all gonna, we gonna party? We gonna party or something?
Well, she's got a little soiree for the girls planned,
I'm gonna do the girly thing. Y'all gonna do the girly thing.
We're gonna do the girly thing and shopping and go look for hats and perfume over there at Judy Jenny's. I never get the name right. Over there in South Dallas, in Oak Cliff.
Okay.
Judy's, I think it's called.
Judy's.
I lose my mind in that place every time we go up in there because it's hats galore.
Speaking about hats, we need to go see our boy with Triple D. We need to catch up with him. Yes.
I will be seeing him while I'm there. That was a given. We took care of that a long time ago. I don't know about we, but I will be over there and I'll see Triple D and be original.
Mr.
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah. It's t- time permits, I'm going to go by there and see Mr. Fletcher. But
definitely
the original Triple D. Yeah, say it again. What'd you say?
How long are you going to be here?
How long?
Yeah.
Just 3 days, 4 days.
Okay.
In and out.
Okay.
Yeah, in and out. So I'm excited. But the only thing is, you know, I just can't do all the things I used to do. I can do them, but not to the abundance that I used to do. And that
right.
is what's going to be the crazy part for me, you know.
Okay.
That's going to be the crazy part. Like, I can't drink whiskey like I used to. I had my whiskey
right.
pig hat on. I wore my whiskey pig hat today. You know.
Your whiskey pig hat.
Yeah, whiskey pig. That's a brand. Whiskey pig.
Okay, okay.
That's a brand.
Whiskey pig.
Whiskey pig.
Whiskey
so,
pig.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. But I can't wait to get out there.
You sound like you got nervous a little bit.
I sound what?
Sound like you got nervous a little bit, like excited.
Nervous for what?
I said excited.
Oh,
that's
no,
a good
I'm
nervous.
Very, very, very excited. So,
right.
All right, J2.
My big mouth.
I had a good show with you tonight. I enjoyed talking with you.
I love questions. I hope everybody go back and just listen to this show because there was a lot of questions that we talked about that some people are like, let me think about it.
Let me think about it. Well,
think about it.
Think about it. Think about it. Well, like the pharmacy said, and I'm
okay.
hungry, and I'm ready. As soon as you know how I do, as soon as I'm off, I'm in my kitchen and I'm making a meal. So tonight is going to be a super meal of a sweet kale and cabbage, and I'm gonna I'm making a ramen, a pho.
Okay.
I've been on,
you making a
I'm
pho?
On, yeah, I've been on a pho kick a little bit right now.
Okay.
And I'm loving
it.
I made some last night and cut up an egg. That was delicious. And you know what else I did? I had made some dip for the Super Bowl that had cream cheese and crab and shrimp in it. So I had leftovers. So
you
I ended up
me none.
No,
me none.
No carbs. Did I tell you that? No carbs. But you know what I did though, J2? I had some of that
okay.
leftover. So I had blackened some salmon and put that over some rice. Put over some rice and warmed that dip because it's creamy like. And I warmed it up.
Did you put it on top? Did you put it on top?
Oh, my God. I put it on top of the salmon. It
was it better the next day?
It was heavenly. It would have been late. With that note, like the farmer said to the potato, J2.
What did the farmer say?
He said, the farmer said, plant you now, dig you later.
Good
night, J2. I look
all
forward
right,
to seeing you next
good
week.
Night,
all right,
gentlemen.
Bye.
All right, now. Bye.
Good night, sweetheart. It's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Good night.